There were actually a few coronavirus patients, and I shook hands with everybody, you'll be pleased to know.
It was all part of Carol Baskin's plan with Peter.
I'm not a doctor, but I'm a person with common sense.
We're all in this together.
Here's Dave Dolan with his take on the week that was.
Well, we had a really interesting insight into the strange behaviour of human beings this week, Tanya and Steve. I want to give you a couple of examples. Firstly, in Adelaide, where, of course, the city, in fact, the whole state of South Australia, emerged from lockdown. They had a COVID scare. Everything shut down. But then they discovered it was a false alarm, meaning the lockdown was lifted, having lasted all of 3 days. You can count them on one hand. 1, 2, 3. In the big scheme of things, not really that long, but for Adelaideans, when their 3-day lockdown ended, it was their Berlin Wall moment. Pubs across the city were packed. There were celebrations in the streets as the clock struck midnight on Saturday when their torturous 3-day lockdown was over.
We're all very excited to come out after the 3 days lockdown.
I'm really, really ready for this drink.
It kind of felt like the resurrection of Adelaide.
The resurrection of Adelaide. Looks like we made it. All of 3 days chilling at home, they made it. What an effort. On the Sunday, shops were full, beaches were packed, everyone desperate for freedom after basically a long weekend on the couch. I'm sure Victoria's thinking, wow, how did you do it, South Australia, those poor souls. But it wasn't just pubs, shops and the beach people were keen to return to.
Queues for the Macca's drive-thru in the city stretched right around the block. Takeaway now back on the menu.
Hundreds of cars lined up at the McDonald's drive-thru at midnight because they had suffered 3 days without takeaway. Here are some of the many hungry punters waiting for their glorious taste of freedom food.
We just really appreciate companies like McDonald's opening up to the public for us.
Exactly. Except this lineup is probably the worst thing I've ever seen. It really shows a lot about our population.
You know, I'm pretty certain Nelson Mandela's long walk to freedom also ended with a Macca's run.
Yes.
Funny that. But speaking of lining up for burgers, what we saw in Adelaide was nothing compared to Colorado in the US, where burger chain In-N-Out opened their first store in the state. Now, if you've been to America, you'll know that In-N-Out is a very popular takeaway joint, and Colorado had been hanging out for years to have their own store. So when it finally opened its doors, the response was next level.
People have waited 2, 3, even 4 hours just to get a burger.
How long did you guys wait?
5 hours.
Talked to one young man who said 6.5 hours he's been waiting, still hasn't gotten his burgers.
They've been waiting 6, 8, 10, some even 12 hours.
One group of women just drove by us and said 11 hours, and they said it with the most dejected look on their faces.
So much for fast food. In fact, some people lined up for 14 hours in their cars just to buy a burger and fries. It was pointed out that it would have actually been quicker to travel interstate, drive to the next closest In-N-Out store in the neighbouring state of Utah, then wait for 14 hours at this store in Colorado. But this is America, whose leader once asked whether a hurricane could be stopped by dropping a bomb on it. Anyway, despite the incredibly long wait in the drive-thru, punters reckon it was all worth it.
3 hours wasn't unexpected, so definitely going to be worth the wait.
It's just a journey today.
At this point, we're committed, so it would be a shame to turn around and not have anything.
Why are you out here today?
Oh, because In-N-Out's the bomb.
You know, there are even people in the queue just for the fun of it.
I don't even need beef.
Yeah.
I'm just here for her and my dad.
And no surprise, after several hours in line just for a burger and chips, tensions started to rise.
These gentlemen were so committed to getting their burgers, they even fought over it. And one of them nearly showed his buns.
Oh, his pants! His pants! Look, he's lost his pants for In-N-Out!
And right there is America in 2020, a bloke losing his Dax while punching on in the 14-hour queue for a hamburger. Anyway, but let's finish up back home and go to Albury, Wodonga, where, of course, the border reopened this week after several months. No doubt a significant moment for the twin towns of Albury and Wodonga. No more checkpoints, bubbles or permits. I think it was the Spice Girls who once sang, "When two become one." But it's how Albury and Wodonga marked the occasion, which is a bit amusing. So it was right on midnight on Monday when the closure was finally lifted. Pubs were full, while at the checkpoint, Albury DJ Steve was spinning the tunes, getting people in the mood.
New South Wales are open for business all around Australia.
Playing all the hits to a bunch of tired cops on the side of the road in the pouring rain. Now, even though it was the middle of the night, cars lined up just so they could say they were among the first to cross the reopened border.
Just thought, why not? Let's do it. Be part of history. First time the borders are being shut down, let's go to the reopening.
Yep, they drove from Albury to Wodonga, then back to Albury, and then went to bed. That's what they call a fun night out on the border. Some people even hired a limo, just so they could really cherish the moment. Meanwhile, on the Wodonga side, they had an Elvis impersonator, a really bad Elvis impersonator, mind you, serenading the cars as they crossed the causeway.
You see it once, you'll never be the same again. Leave
Yes, that's him mumbling in the background to the real Elvis. Anyway, as you can imagine, the border reopening was a big moment for Wodonga Elvis.
Being isolated all these months, just one of those things that we had to put up with.
You know, I know, it's hard to believe that's not the real Elvis.
Sounds
just like him. Anyway, that's my look back at the week that was. Fun times in Albury, Wodonga.
Oh, Dave, I've been in those meetings, mate. If we were opening something up, we'd be there live now with an Elvis.
Yeah.